And now this is a dictation for William Sheldon, Sheldon, July 1655, address as a letter to Michelle, Michelle Nelson, Nelson, 6298-8145. Dear Dr. Nelson, a follow-up for Mr. Sheldon, who has advanced renal failure. Last visit was in February, comes in person. Admitted to the hospital for pneumonia influenza within the last month or two. He denies heart attack or a stroke. There is significant weight loss. He uses a cane, dyspnea at rest and or activity, using oxygen 2.5 liters most of the 24 hours, also inhalers, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. Review system otherwise is negative. I review discharge summary from June 2nd. Completed 4 days of Tamiflu, T-A-M-I-F-L-U. Underlying atrial fibrillation. He has been previously vaccinated for coronavirus. Testing for pulmonary embolism, VQ scan in the past has been negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the bronchodilators, otherwise bisoprolol and Lasix. Anticoagulation Eliquis, cholesterol treatment, medications for memory, chronic use of narcotics, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure high, 170 over 80 on the right side. COPD abnormalities, distant breath sounds, air trapping but no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion. No smoking alcohol, no pericardial wrap, has a pacemaker, minor JBD, no gross carotid bruises, neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, no evidence of ascites or abdominal distension, I don't see major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.7, which is baseline for a GFR of 41 stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, elevated PTH 178. Low platelets 127 with a normal white blood cells, mild anemia 13.5, I will call it normal. The most recent echo in May, normal ejection fraction, dilated left atrium, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with moderate pulmonary hypertension. Has a pacemaker rhythm. Infiltrate on the right base. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 appears stable over time. No indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Stable volume overload. Next number, severe systolic hypertension. He blames this to being here in the hospital, in the office. Needs to be monitored before we adjust medications. Potentially, we could increase bisoprolol to 10 milligrams divided doses as long as it's not causing worsening of bradycardia or bronchospasm. Next number, patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, remains anticoagulated with Eliquis, dose corrected for advanced renal failure. Next number, prior cardiac arrest, VTAC, BFib, patient has an AICD. Next number, COPD, CHF, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, small kidney on the right side. And next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, does not require treatment. Phosphorus is normal. Next number, thrombocytopenia, which is new. Needs to be monitored, no active bleeding. Next number, recent high levels of Lydica. Likely because of renal failure. We will follow over time, end of dictation.